dearest brother, and God bless you so much. I am Dora, and I will translate a live message from RadioBlast.net, which Brother Joseph gives in Italian. I will translate from Italian into English. Today's message is a very special message. It talks about the bride, and I will translate it. The bride, dressed up in white. When will Jesus take us? Let's read Revelation 19:8. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Who is he talking about here? 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife had made herself ready. Wow. We have to get ready to become his bride. Praise the Lord. Brother Joseph is saying, let's take a walk with Jesus. How can you take a walk with Jesus all the time? In Genesis, it says that God was walking with Adam. How can we walk with Jesus every moment? It's a $1 million question Joseph is asking Angela. How can you walk with Jesus all the time? Well, let's not say dollars, but hugs from Jesus. 1 million hugs from Jesus. How can you walk with Jesus all the time? Angela is saying to put aside all your thoughts, give all your heart to Jesus, like Jeremiah 29:13, search him with all your heart and you'll find him. Brethren, write to us. Answer me. Answer me this question. Write to me. The Lord told me what it means to walk with him all the time. We can walk with him all the time in the garden of our heart. In any moment of the day, in our hearts, we can walk with Jesus. It's enough we think about him. It's enough loving him. How? Like he loves us. And this is the message that Jesus gave me. Jesus gave me a message. I took some notes. Let's read it. Let's read it together. Thank you, Jesus. Let's read it all together. Let's go. Are you ready for Jesus? Being a champagne in the spirit for Jesus? Bubbling for him? heavenly champagne bubbling for Jesus. Let's go. Message that Jesus gave me, says Brother Joseph. And the topic is, the subject is about the bride. Message to the faithful bride. Matthew 25:23. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter down into the joy of the Lord. This is the theme of the message. Well done, good and faithful servant. Matthew 25:23. You are faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Amen. You know the context here. Is the talent parable. The parable of the talents. Jesus says, well done. Wow. I gave you five. You have five extra. You put it in practice. I bless you. Here is the message. My dear son, do not fret over all the afflictions and trials you're going through. It's part of your learning in this life. A baby grows and learns through his mistakes and experiences. The same is also with also your experiences and difficulties and sicknesses, difficulties in your life, things which the enemy sends. I do not send, but I use them. I don't send them, the devil sends them, but I use them because these bad things teach you to become the perfect vase for my glory. I don't send you these evils, but even though you have them and you go through them, I shape you so you can become a worthy warrior for me. Just like you teach kids in school, the same I teach you. And what you're learning is to rule with me for eternity. This is your school. This is what I want you to learn. There are false religions invented by the devil who teach that humanity is just a slave to its creator. And they are actually slaves of these false things of the world and false religions. But I created you in my image so you can be like me, because you are my body, united perfectly in my agape, obedient under my guide, fatherly guide. And it all comes together, the body comes together in the Holy Spirit under the head, I, the Christ. I am the head, the Christ, and the body is united under the head, me, Christ. This is my divine design for my beloved bride, church bride, a design which the Satan is jealous about. But the devil in his pride lost it. He was proud and he wanted to be like me, as it is written of him. Isaiah 14, 12 through 15. How art you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For you said in your heart, I will ascend unto heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Isaiah 14, 12 through 15. But you, my bride, you are my heart's desire. Be faithful unto me. I love you with an eternal love, and nothing and no one can separate you from me. You are called to be by my side. The evil one tempts you, lies to you, but you, listen to me. It's necessary that for a little while you still suffer in this world, in the world of the evil one. The world of the evil one is a false one. It's a transitory one. But my world is forever. The creation of the devil is artificial. The system of the devil is seducing, but false. But the time will come soon in which I will destroy, in the battle of the battles, in Megiddo's valley, I will destroy him. And you who are faithful to me, you will be united with me in the place which I prepared for you. A place which goes beyond all your imaginations, as it is written, Isaiah 49, 23 through 26. And the kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers, and they shall bow down to thee with their face towards the earth, and lick up the dust of your feet, and you shall know that I am the Lord. For you shall not be ashamed that wait, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Shall the prey be taken from the might, or the lawful captive delivered? Even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. 26, and I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh. And all flesh shall know that I am the Lord, and I am thy Savior and thy Redeemer. Isaiah 60, 3 through 5, and the Gentiles shall come in thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about, and see, all they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then shalt thou see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, and the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. Isaiah 63-5. I know you more than you know yourself. I chose you. You are a new creature, heavenly, and nothing and nobody can ever do evil to you, because I, the Lord, am your protector. Just a little more time, you will be in this false world of the enemy. I ask you only to continue to be faithful to me. The world goes away, and soon all the things that the world worships will be dust under your feet. Psalm 39:6. Surely every man walketh in a vain show, surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. 1 John 2:17. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that does the will of God abideth forever. 1 Peter 1:24-25. For our flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. For this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Amen. The devil imprisoned many of my sons and daughters in building churches. But I call these things prisons, spiritual prisons. But you, my beloved, you are free. You who are my love, and who you who have chosen me above all in the world, you chose me over what the devil shows you and offers you. You are my bride. This is why the devil one hates you, because I have a great love for you, unmeasurable. Why I have it? Because you gave me your heart. And that's why I put the world to the test, so that the hearts of many may be revealed. And nothing measures my great love for you. I love you immensely. Don't be afraid of the condemnation of the Pharisees, jealous, who accuse you. The evil one sends his emissary. They want to interrupt the edification of the New Jerusalem. I called you to build New Jerusalem, to work with me for that. Just like my servant Nehemiah, who was rebuilding the walls of the old Jerusalem, and he didn't let the enemy bring him down through all the insults and lies, just like Sambalat wanted to bring him down. Don't let Sambalats of today bring you down. They're emissaries of the devil. You also need to answer the enemy who wants to bring you down from the wall, as Nehemiah did, as it is written, Nehemiah 4:16-18. The half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears and the shields and the bows. And the rulers were all behind the house of Judah, they which builded on the wall, and they that bear burdens with those that laid it, every one with his hands wrought in the work, with the one hand held a weapon. For the builders, every one had his sword girded by his side, and so they builded. And he that sounded a trumpet was by me. Nehemiah 4:16-18. Nehemiah 6:2-4. Then Sambalat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, Come, let us meet together in some of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief, and I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great works here, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease, whilst I leave it, and come down to you? Yet they sent unto me 4 times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. Nehemiah 6:2-4. Amen. Dear ones, it's a new day. I'm about to send my 144,000 apostles who will guide my victorious bride church through the end time. I call my bride the virgins with oil, the virgins with the oil of my obedience, to start now to guide the church. Church which is already in the hands of the secular churches, these religious systems whom the pagan states recognizes, but I don't recognize. I call you to guide the blind church. Wake her up. Dear ones, the Antichrist is coming, the Great Tribulation, the mark of the beast 666 is coming. My virgins have to put now the oil of the preparations in their lamps. This they do not for fear, just so they can serve their lives, but no, so they can prepare by moving into higher places, refuge places, where my Holy Spirit guides them to each one. So I can use you more for my glory, so you can guide my sheep. So you can guide them not only in the refuge places, but so they can guide other sheep which are disoriented and deceived by false prophet from the pulpits of Laodicea. Revelation 3:14. These false prophets guide them into the destruction of the Antichrist. Many of my sheep who are deceived say, oh, I'll not prepare because I'm not afraid of the death. I tell you this, don't be afraid of the death. I call you to be saved from the worldwide political regime which is coming, not yourself, but the brethren around you and the sheep around you. That's whom you need to save. Your sons and daughters, so they don't receive the mark, as it is written. Revelation 13:16. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in the right hand and on their foreheads. Revelation 14:9-10. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or on his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Amen. I will punish those who didn't want to search for me and find my guidance. But instead, they just wanted to listen to the sugary sermons who are false. These sermons which is going to guide them to the Antichrist, mark of the beast, who's already at the gate. I call my church bride to warn the disobedient church. 1 Thessalonians 5:3-6. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travel upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that they should overtake you as a thief. You are the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that are drunken are drunken in the night. When all of a sudden destruction comes and they will not be able to escape, then the false prophets of today will hide like the bats in the night so they can get away from the mark of the beast, while others, like Judah did, will receive it. Separate from these blind guides and warn them. They will hate you because you want to warn them. But when the destruction comes, which will come and surely will come, they will know that a true prophet with the word was among them. Matthew 24:34. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Revelation 12:6. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Amen. Many of my sons ask me, why, Lord? You are omnipotent. Why don't make us avoid the tribulation and the sufferings and the evils and the mark of the beast and all the sicknesses and the evils? My dear one, you have to understand. The enemy keeps prisoner my sons, and this prison is their sin, which I cannot forgive, because all my kingdom is based on justice, and justice says sin cannot be forgiven unless there is a repentance. That's why I came to teach you this repentance. It's so simple. My kingdom is offered for free, but with one price, the price of true repentance. But the enemy, through the temptations of the pride and of selfishness and religious lies, put the world in prison. I am the Messiah, and I came to free all those who receive me, as it is written, John 1:1-14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:12. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. All the world already is under the power of the lies of the enemy, ideology, politics, religions, teachings, or whatever it is that doesn't have the true foundation of my word, of my gospel, and of my love, then it's false. The world is under under Satan's spell. That's why I told you that in the world you will have tribulation. The evil one moves against my sons with his pawns. Unfortunately, between his pawns is also some religious churches. Just like the devil used my own people, Israel, to crucify me, the same he will use Christian churches to malign you and to accuse you and to persecute you. In the world you will have tribulation, but there is no other alternative. I cannot stop this in the world. The evil has to continue so salvation can go to those who will receive. Don't you think I could have preferred to avoid the Calvary? Don't you think I could have preferred to avoid the Calvary? But it was impossible. We have to continue to fight the devil to the end, to Armageddon. Only then my kingdom of love will be able to start, as it is written. Revelation 19:11-21. And I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he does judge and make war. Verse 20. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of burning fire with a brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Revelation 19:11-21. Revelation 11:15 as well. Revelation 11:15. The kingdoms of the world became the kingdoms of our Lord and Jesus Christ. Revelation 20. The devil was sent into the lake of fire, waiting for all this to be accomplished according to my will. You have to walk in a way to give me glory and honor. Please know that at my eyes, you are part of my church bride, and you are shining like a beautiful jewel. Yes, all of you now who gave me all your heart, you shine. Now that you gave me your heart fully, you are my bride. You who have tribulations now, go ahead. Go, continue. Fight, continue. Just for a little more while, continue. Because soon you will be by my side. You have nothing to fear, because I, the Lord, am with you. Isaiah 41:10-13. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yea, I will help you. Yea, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, that at war against thee shall be as nothing, and as nothing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help you. Isaiah 41:10-13. Psalm 91:5-11. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold, and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. End of message. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Thank you so much for this message of encouragement. Angela saying the first time when I read this prophecy 2 days ago, it really spoke to my heart as well, says Angela. This intimacy with Jesus is really our strength. That's where we charge our batteries, side by side with Jesus. Side by side with Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Amen. Lord, help us. Lord, help us to always stay close to Him and be His bride by His grace and by the Holy Spirit. We pray the same for you, dear brethren. May the Lord bless you, keep you. In Jesus' name.